Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion, we discussed the name of Allah Al-Hafidh, the protector, who protects his slaves in this world as well as in the hereafter, in worldly matters, in religious matters. If he does not protect you, none can protect you. And if he protects you, none can harm you. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. He is the greatest of protectors. He's protected the Quran 1400 years, and despite numerous efforts, no change. He's protected the Kaaba. Nothing grows around it. Yet no one has been able to destroy it, and no one has been able to disincline the hearts of people from it. People go to it submissively, humbly, and with love. He protects the actions of his servants. They themselves may forget, others may forget, but Allah doesn't forget. He's the one who helps your guards to protect you, who makes your alarm system work, who makes your gates lock. And when he doesn't want to, then that's when the mishaps happen. He protects the chicken inside the egg, the child inside the womb. The food is supplied, the blood supplies benefit, there's water, there's moisture, there's air. He's the one who protects the weak sprout under the earth, and then it cleaves through a hard seed and through the breast of a hard ground in order to emerge and become a strong tree. He protects the countless of creations in the depths of the ocean. He strengthens the sperm of the male entering the egg cells. He protected Musa alayhi salam in the palace of Fir'aun. He protected children who were brought up by wild animals. His protection encompasses every atom and leaf of the heavens and the earth. He protects the fruit with a core hard cover, plants with freshness and moisture. Allah is Hafid, the protector. Today, we discuss the name of Allah, Al-Muqit, the being who creates and conveys provisions to all. Qut refers to food. And Al-Muqit is the being who creates physical and spiritual nourishment and conveys it to the bodies and souls. Allah says in the Quran, وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And he had placed in it its food in 4 days. Now the ulama say here that Allah has ordained sustenance in every portion of the earth. Every portion of the earth has certain specialities. In every place you'll find different metals, different animals, different fruits, different trees, different plants. And therefore the textiles of every region is different from the other. And there, in some places you'll find wheat, in other places cotton, in other places apples, in other places grapes, mangoes, or a combination, but to differing extents. And this is where Ikrimah and the Haq says, the wisdom in this, Allah creates an interdependence. This country needs wheat from another country. This country needs corn from another country. This country needs cotton from another country. Until Qiyamah, all the provisions have been placed on earth for the millions of people and the countless of animals. It's almost like the earth is a big storeroom. And all the provisions are there until the day of Qiyamah. All man has to do is take it out of the storeroom, make some effort to get it out. It's like the earth is a vast tablecloth with an open invitation. There's different forms of sustenance. Allah gives meat to the carnivores. Allah gives vegetable to the herbivores. Allah gives plants and fruits to those who eat plants and fruits. Allah gives not only to Muslims, not only to humans, non-Muslims also, animals also, creatures also, plants also, that which moves, which doesn't move, that which is stationary, people of every religion, every country, every town. And then Allah also shows them their method of acquiring the sustenance. Allah gives them the suitable limbs and parts. So those that eat grass, they have the suitable limbs and parts, body parts. Those that eat meat, they have different types of body parts. When the chick is born, immediately it starts pecking at the ground. This is something which Allah has created within it. When the baby is born to a cow or to cattle, their mothers make one indication and they start suckling. All of this indicates to us that Allah is Al-Muqit, the being who creates and conveys provisions to all.